Three Sentence Meme Drabbles by Armillary Sphere. Read by Hana Nobira. Collated responses to a prompt meme. Tell me about a story I haven't written, and I'll give you between one and three sentences from that story. The AU, in which Steve is a bit of a diva, Kono channels Skin from Skunk Anansi, Chin is above it all, and Danny is this close to an aneurysm, aka 5-0 the rock band. Danny pinches the bridge of his nose when Kono points to the bathroom over her shoulder, not even looking up from where she's carving her name into the table. The nice, possibly antique table that he is going to have to pay for when the hotel staff finally dare to come in to do their housekeeping. He can feel the vein in his temple throbbing, and not even the sight of Steve in his leather pants. His half-undone leather pants. And nothing else. Emerging from the bathroom where he's obviously been artfully tousling his hair for the last hour instead of turning up for the interview that was supposed to be taking place downstairs in the lobby. Danny's life is hard. Danny watches Steve's ass in those stupid, ridiculous, tight, oh fuck, so fucking tight, leather pants as he walks. No, swaggers, past, and heads up onto the stage, grabbing his guitar from the tech as he goes. He throws Danny a wink over his shoulder just before he disappears in front of the curtain, briefly haloed by the bright stage lights, and Danny's breath catches in his throat. Okay, so for all the stress the job entails, being 5-0's tour manager has its perks, namely the fact that later he's going to have those talented hands on his body and that talented mouth on his cock, and he's going to wake up with a rock god in the bed next to him. The one where Steve overheard Danny talk about his true feelings for him. Steve wipes sweaty palms on the back of his jeans as he watches Danny on the beach behind the house, swallowing a few times for good measure, before he takes a deep breath and tells himself to man up. He's a seal, for crying out loud. He's stared down shoe bombers and other very nasty people. He can face Danny, of all people. Even if he knows now. He walks over slowly, pressing a hand between Danny's shoulder blades when he gets beside him, and when Danny turns to look up, the smile on his face is all the confidence Steve needs to say the words that have been caught in his throat since the day they met. If Danny's surprised, he does a very good job of hiding it, as he lets Steve stammer and stutter his way through his confession. The only thing betraying any emotion is the slow crinkling of his eyes as he squinches up at Steve in the dying sunlight. It's almost enough to stop Steve in his tracks. His mouth hanging open for a second before he carries on, the hand on Danny's back dragging its fingers up to rest on Danny's nape, twisting in the hair there, until finally he's done, and all Danny says is, "Took you long enough, babe." The one with the really bad porno.
Let's have some fun, this beat is sick. I wanna take a ride on your disco stick. Let's have some fun, this beat is sick. I wanna take a ride on your disco stick.
So, let me get this straight. You tip a bunch of condoms and lube out of the bag onto the counter, look at me, wink, and then Chin says, "Ready, steady, cock." Steve looks entirely too smug as he nods, apparently pleased that Danny has understood the premise and been able to summarize it accordingly. Danny buries his face in his hands and tries to force time backwards to the moment he said, "Yeah, sure, let's make a porno," and tell himself to run very, very fast. Danny can hear Kono's sniggers from behind the camera, and he buries his face in the pillow in front of him, ignoring Chin's shouts that he's supposed to be showing it to the camera. His ass is facing the camera, and right now, that's the only part of his body Danny really wants anyone to see. It's not as if anyone cares about his face when they can see Steve's, especially as his tongue is tracing its way down Danny's back to the aforementioned ass. Dirty, filthy Alex Scott. Please excuse me, I don't mean to be rude, but tonight I'm loving you. Scott's got sweat dripping from his nose, his fingers, his fucking ears, all of it dropping in tiny splashes onto the broad expanse of Alex's back, sliding down over muscles covered by golden skin and that tattoo. Scott can still taste it, feel the swirls against his tongue as he licked his way down earlier, pausing to bite and mark Alex on the back of his hip before he dipped lower, delving between Alex's ass cheeks and flicking over his hole. Alex has his hands twisted in the sheets, wringing the life out of Scott's Egyptian cotton, as Scott moves steadily in and out, circling his hips and grinding against Alex's insides, reveling in each gasp and groan that Alex mutters into the mattress. His cock is dripping when Scott gets a hand to it, smearing the slippery mess up and down the length, gripping tight and stroking fast enough to have Alex choking out his name as he writhes between Scott's dick and his hand. The one where Steve is a genie, like in I Dream of Genie. Danny knows he should be used to it by now, but the sight of Steve blinking and throwing his head forward makes him snort with laughter every time. Not least because the annoyed face he gets in response is just perfect. Steve has explained how it's an involuntary reaction to anyone making a wish in his earshot, but Danny only ever replies, "Details, schmetails," and waves Steve away, because Danny didn't need to make his wish out loud for it to be granted. Steve, Danny, Top Gun AU. Steve knows he's ruined the first day he sees Airman Williams in a flight suit, walking, strutting, he corrects himself, across the base, that ridiculously perfectly formed behind looking unreasonably good as he goes. It's worse when he sees him playing volleyball, stripped down to his standard-issue white briefs that set off his pale, sun-kissed skin and a mass of chest hair that's all burned gold, and Steve aches to rake his fingers through that hair and down that sturdy-looking chest. When Williams stays behind after class to help him clear up, Steve knows that any resistance he can think of putting up is getting blown well and truly out of the water when Williams corners him against the desk and kisses him. The end.